were aware, founder of Chooks SA and the Henhouse Co-op. So I'd just like to let everyone know that Chooks SA is going to be 3 years old on the 26th of May this year, so next week or whenever you're listening. And it's really exciting. We started off to looking at how we can build a community around the issue of closing the gender investment gap. And now there's nearly 3,000 people in that Facebook group. So if you're interested in being part of that movement, you can join the Facebook group. Just go to Chooks SA. And one of the things we're also going to be announcing next week is some new merchandise, which will be fabulous. It'll be female designed and manufactured. Some brooches and earrings, and also our incubator program that we run through the Henhouse Co-op. So the next series of that is going to be coming up soon, and we'll have a community briefing early June about that. So if anyone's interested in finding out how to close the gender investment gap, support female founders, or if you've got a brilliant idea and you'd really like to, well, not you'd like to have a brilliant idea, but to join in with our incubator program, we'd love to hear from you. So just go to the Chooks SA Facebook group, or you can look at the henhouse.co-op online.
That sounds really good. So what made you think about developing something like Chooks?
Well, what happened, Sue, was I had a number of young people come to talk to me, young women, about some of the challenges that they were facing, and in terms of either raising capital for their startup and also just being taken seriously within their not-for-profit around a social enterprise. And when I talked to each of them individually, it became pretty clear that one of the barriers for them was that they were female founders. And from an investment point of view, less than 3% venture capital of startups goes to female founders in Australia, which is a huge gap. If we think about the pay gap, we know that that's still pretty big, but it will take, you know, 200 years if we go at the same rate to get equity there. And while if we think about capital for new business, particularly in the startup and the tech world, is going to take a lot longer. So I thought we need to do something to break that cycle, accelerate the issue and make it more visible in the public domain. That's why I started Chooks SA.
And 3,000 people, that's a huge achievement.
Yeah, I feel pretty pleased with that. Given it was just a little, I invited 10 or so friends just to see if they were interested in helping me think through the issues, put articles or, documents that they might have some interest in. And that was about 3 years ago. And now it's just grown and it's a closed group. So people do have to ask a few questions and agree to participate in the issue. You know, not everyone wants to do that. So if people want to sell things or just be in a marketplace, there's plenty of other groups for that. But this is really about thinking through what the issues are, how it's impacting, and what are the things you might want to do about it personally and also collectively as a group.
And there's a fairly wide diversity of people, isn't there?
It's really diverse. So we've got people as young as sort of 16, 17, and people in their 80s. Mostly women, it's about 95% women, and it's about 85 to 90% South Australian, but it's definitely open to everyone. My dream would be when you end up being 50-50 men and women, because until men also step up and want to help close the gender investment gap, you know, the better we'll all be as a result of that.
Exactly.
So it's not a female-only group, but it is focused on closing the gender investment gap.
You know, one thing that this COVID-19 has raised amongst everybody is the slogan that we're all in this together.
Yeah, we definitely are. And, it's not a question of, boys versus the girls or, men are from Mars, women from Venus. It's about what is it that's going to build equity for everyone? And when I say equity, I mean, if you, equality is where everyone gets a pair of shoes. Equity is where everyone gets a pair of shoes that fit.
Exactly.
So we have to match that, and that brings everybody up. It's not just enough for everyone to have, 50-50. It's actually we've got to bridge the gap and then help make it equitable for everyone.
Yes. So I'd just like to acknowledge something in this recording that due to COVID-19 and the principles, we're doing this recording mobile to mobile. So the quality may not be that good, but the message is.
That's great, Sue. I really appreciate you reaching out and supporting our work and being part of the movement. great to have you involved and have your support. Really, really sincerely appreciate it.
No worries at all. So just give her one more little plug.
Yes, so if you are interested in being involved in closing the gender investment gap, please join our Facebook community. Just look up Chooks, as in chickens, Chooks SA. It's called Chooks because I'm not a chick. And if you'd like to take that a little bit further and actually get involved in the movement building around programs and actions, you can join for a fee because it's a co-op, headhouse.coop. So have a look at the website. And thanks again, Sue. I really appreciate all your support.
No worries at all. And as a member of Chooks, I can say that there's an amazing amount of information up there.
Yeah, it is. And we're excited to be turning through next week.
Well, thank you so much, Moira. That was really good.